Welcome to the Life Central Bikers Church podcast. We trust that this message will speak into your life.
Now, the thing about improving your skills, getting better, is it requires change. See, without change, you're not going to improve. You're not going to get better. Now, one of the guys in the Bible that, you know, stands out with regards to this when we look at the New Testament is Peter. So here you have an uneducated guy, a fisherman. No one gave him a second look. Then Jesus comes along, says, you know, follow me. You know, I'll show you how to be fishers of men. And so Peter had a choice to make. You know, do I stick here with what I know? Or do I say yes to Jesus and embark on a journey of change as I grow in Christ? And then sort of the curveball in Peter's life is somewhere down the line, we can almost say that he backslides. I mean, he denies Jesus. He goes into hiding. He's guilt-ridden. But again, when Jesus calls, he had a choice to make. Am I gonna stay stuck in this guilt? Am I gonna stay on this road of backsliding? Or am I going to say, yes, Lord, now I'm back. I'm sorry. And we see that that's exactly what Peter does. You know, we see Jesus restores him three times, asking him, Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? And so Jesus restores him. But it required change on Peter's side. And one of the steps to meaningful change is we must walk circumspectly. That's a fancy word. So, meaning don't drift around aimlessly. You know, walk with purpose. Don't just float through life. Don't float like a leaf on the river of life. You know, you must walk with purpose. I want to read Ephesians 5:11-16 from the Message translation. Don't waste your time on useless work, mere busy work, the barren pursuits of darkness. Expose these things for the sham they are. It's a scandal when people waste their lives on things they must do in the darkness where no one will see. Rip the cover off those frauds and see how attractive they look in the light of Christ. Wake up from your sleep. Climb out of your coffins. Christ will show you the light. So watch your step. Use your head. Make the most of every chance you get. These are desperate times. Now, when I'm on the shooting range, I must protect my eyes, protect my ears, and I must focus on what I'm doing. I can't just float around there. It can get you killed. And so the same goes for life. You need, as men, we need to protect our eyes. You know, what is it that you're looking at? What's it that's distracting you? We need to protect our ears. What are we listening to? Who are we listening to? Who are you spending time with? Is it guys moaning and bickering and complaining about everything that's not right, or you know, everything that's not done their way? And then we must walk with purpose. They're on the shooting range. You must have a plan. You must know, I'm going to engage that target, then this one, then this one. Run out of ammo, reload, engage. So in life, walk with purpose. Can't just float around. For those of us who are husbands or who are fathers, no, you need to move with purpose. Lead your family. Lead your wife. Be the man. And so, it is impossible to grow closer to God without change. Now, if you want to be better, a truly godly man, you will have to change. If you want to be a better husband, what is it that you need to change? And chances are, you know very well what it is you need to change. Maybe God's been pressing it on your heart. You know, every time that thing happens, every time maybe you have that argument, God's pressing on your heart what needs to change. If you want to be a better father, what is it that you need to change? If you want to be a better leader, what is it that you need to change? Now, if I want to become better at operating my pistol or my rifle, there's some bad habits that I need to lay down, you know, that I need to get rid of. There's some good skills and habits that I need to learn. And then I need to spend time with guys who are better than me. I won't get better at operating my firearm if I'm spending time with guys who are either not as skilled as me or just on the same level. I need to spend time with guys who are better than me. And so, as men, there's some bad things that we need to lay down. Unforgiveness, negativity, laziness, stubbornness, hardkoppig. Anything that draws us away from God or our families, need to lay those things down. Maybe it's something simple as wasting your time on social media. Then there's some healthy habits that we need to learn. Some good practices that we need to apply in our lives. We must be quick to forgive. It's not making anything better by carrying that grudge another day. You're not helping anyone. Be quick to forgive. Be a hope giver. Be a hard worker. Love your wife as Christ loves the church. Think about that. That's a tall order. That's heavy stuff. Think about how does Christ love the church? Do I love my wife like Christ loves the church? Choose to listen to your kids. I mean, if your kids talk to you, if they want to share something with you, do you put the phone down? Or do you keep scrolling? Maybe you listen, and then you check something again. You listen, check something again. What's that communicating to our kids? Whether they're grown up or still toddlers or at school, what's that communicating to our kids? Does it communicate to your kids that you have my undivided attention? You are important to me. I want to know I want to hear what you're sharing with me here. Operating my phone while my kid's talking to me, I don't think that's what's being communicated to my children. And then make it a habit to spend time in the Bible daily. Make it a habit of seeking God in everything. How often do we do things and then afterwards we say, Lord, if it's your will, and then we do the prayer? It's the other way around. First you pray, then you move. Because if you move and then you pray, then you're not moving with the leading of the Holy Spirit. Then it's emotion that's driving you. And then commit to where God has called you. Be a builder of the church you call home. Whichever church it is that you attend, be a builder in that church. Don't just attend on a Sunday and, I want to say, come steal oxygen. You know, partake, build, ask, where can I help? Invite other guys to come. Invite other guys to come and join you. Walk with guys, disciple them. Be a builder of the church you call home. And then I need to spend time with men who are better than me. The disciples are a perfect example here. Who did they spend time with? Jesus. The one man that was better than them. If we just look at the makeup of the disciples. On the one hand, you have Matthew, probably a well-educated guy. He could do some math. You know, he was a tax collector. On the other hand, you have a couple of fishermen. So, if Matthew wanted to learn how to catch fish, he'll probably hang out more with Peter, James, and John. If those guys wanted to make the maths, you know, the income they get from selling fish, if they wanted all of that to make sense to them, they spent time with Matthew because he's better than them at doing math. And so don't waste your time with men who moan about everything, who always finds fault and criticizes. Why do you spend time with those guys? You know when they will stop moaning? If there's no one willing to listen to them. As long as they have an ear to moan to or to criticize, they'll do it. And so often, that moaning and criticizing, it sows division. It's not building. It's not what a man does who builds. That's what a man does who destroys. And so, you know, these guys, you know, they pull you down. Without you realizing it, you become negative about certain things. You start looking for faults where previously everything was 100%. Where previously you were a builder, now you're a complainer because you hang out with these guys and you listen to them. These guys, they are so sly that very convincingly they will slowly but surely pull you away from where God has called you to be. And then, you know, you stand there and you look at these guys and you say, man, if only he stayed. I was envisioning, you know, God doing great things in this guy's life. Man, he left. And if you look at why he left, you'll see some guys that he's been hanging out with. You can almost guarantee you'll pinpoint it to those guys. Spend time with guys who are better than you. So instead, make time to intentionally spend time with men who build you up. Men who after chatting to them, you feel filled up. You feel encouraged. You feel emboldened. Spend time with those men. Men who keep you accountable. Will tell you straight, hey dude, Christ says, love your wife as he loves the church. The way you spoke to your wife, I think you need to have a look at that. Man, I haven't seen you in church or at the small group. What's going on? You need to spend time with those men. Men who are builders, men who cultivate unity, men who help you grow in Christ, men who are real. We don't have time for pretenders. I want to walk with guys who are real, authentic. There's no such thing as faking it through life. If you're wrong, you man up, you own up, you take accountability. If you don't know, then you ask and you learn. If you can't do it alone, you ask for help. Men who are authentic. And men in whose lives you can see the evidence of Jesus. Just think for yourselves, if you have a problem with your motorcycle, will you go to the guy for help that, you know, whatever he fixes just ends up more broken? No, will you go to that guy for help? No. You go to the guy who in whose life you see the evidence. So when it comes to our motorcycles, know the guy who you know whenever something goes wrong on whoever's bike, this guy jumps in, he fixes it, and it lasts. And so that's the guy you go seek advice from when there's an issue on your motorcycle. And the same should go for our faith. Now go to the men in whose lives you can see the evidence of Jesus. As men, we need to realize we can't keep doing the same thing, expecting different results. You have to change. Without change, there's no growth. Think of each of those disciples that Jesus called. If they refused to change, we would have read about another 12 guys, not those 12 guys. Paul, on the road to Damascus, when he had his encounter with Jesus, if he refused to change, someone else would have written the letters Paul wrote. We need to change so that we can grow. And so ask yourself, what is the evidence in my life of my commitment to Jesus? Now, if someone had to look from the outside in, will they say, I want to ask that guy for advice in my marriage. I want to ask that guy for advice with my relationship with my children. That thing I struggle with at work, I want to go to that guy and ask him. These emotions that I'm wrestling with, this bad space that I'm finding myself in, I want to go to that guy for advice. Are you that guy? So we need to be warriors for Jesus, for our families, for our kids. Now I have this thing where I believe that all men, you know, we should be warrior poets. So on the one hand, you have warrior. Now we can't fight everything and love nothing. So warrior meaning I need to fight for what's right. I need to fight for my faith, for my wife, for my kids, for my church. I need to be a builder. I need to stand in the gap for the things that I love. I need to move with boldness where Christ calls me. I'm a warrior of the faith. I move with the power of the Lion of Judah. I'm a warrior. I'm a man, a godly man. And then poet. I need to know how to love. I need to know how to love my kids, love my wife. I need to know how to apply the love of the Lamb that washed me clean. And so I think all of us here, we need to be warrior poets. There's some things we need to fight for, but we must also know how to love. And we'll only know how to give perfect love if we know the one who gives perfect love. Then, you know, when it comes to the warrior side, when Jesus comes back, he's going to come back with the sound of trumpets as the Lord of heaven's armies. I think we sometimes forget that the Lamb is also the Lion. The man that hung on the cross for us is also the Lord of heaven's armies. And so if we look to Jesus, I think we need to realize that, you know, we too need to be warrior poets. Jesus fought for what's right. He's the commander of heaven's armies, the Lion of Judah. But he's also the one who loves, who has grace, who loves you so much that nothing can separate you from his love. And so guys, with that, you know, when we break into our group, spend some time, you know, just connecting with each other and hearing from the guys in your group. You know, is there anything I can pray for you? Is there anything that you need prayer for? But I think there's power when, you know, us as men, when we put our arms around each other and we pray for each other. We stand in the gap as brothers for each other. So then your group, ask each other, what is it that you need prayer for? And then I want to ask that, you know, I think that this country will change if men do what they need to do. And so for us this morning, you know, let's pray for the upcoming elections. You know, let's pray for our country. And then pray for leaders. You know, whether it's business or church or ministry, pray for leaders. There's an onslaught on leaders. Because if the enemy can cause a leader to fall, then most often, everything beneath the leader just implodes. The enemy only needs one guy to stumble to wipe out a group. Pray for leaders. With that, we can break into our groups. Thank you. Okay, guys. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was at school, I found it hard to say no to a good dare. You know, when the chummies dared you to do something, I reckon I earned my stripes by following through on most dares. This morning, I don't want to dare you, but I want to give you a challenge. So for those of you who are married, if you already do it, good on you, continue doing it. But this evening, before you go to bed, lay hands on your wife. Pray out loud for her and thank God for her. So that's the challenge for the married guys. For the dads, if you've got grown-up kids and you get to see them maybe over this weekend, and if they maybe share something that they're struggling with, I want to challenge you. Pray out loud for them. Don't you agree that something special will happen when a dad puts his arm around his grown-up daughter and pray for her? Don't you think something special will happen if a dad puts his arm around his son, prays for him? For those of you who've got kids still at school, make it a habit of praying out loud with them every morning, either before they go to school or you go to work. And then we all have friends. When those friends share what they struggle with, be quick to pray for them. Pull them in, pray out loud for them. I mean, we can all say, it's okay, brother, I'll pray for you. It's a whole different matter if I pull you in, pray for you right here, right now, out loud. So, that's the challenge. If it will help you to do the challenge, I dare you to do these things. So to end on a light note, I want to show you a short clip.
Thank you for listening to the Life Central Bikers Church podcast. We'd love to hear from you. Look us up on Facebook, Instagram, or visit our website at lifecentralchurch.org.za and get in touch.